This is letter in the volume 4. This is letter number 1023. And this is dated on the 25th day of Iyar. And this is a letter to a woman. This is the 25th of Iyar.
No, no. That's
1023. Yeah.
So is this the third one you're doing today?
Let's do this letter, then we'll check out and see if we're out of order. So the Rebbe starts with Bracha V'Shalom. This is addressed to a woman. So blessing and peace. The Rebbe, this is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I received your letter in which you write about your health and about the health of your mother and about your children and with his and his family and about your son, etc. When I was last Lag BaOmer on the resting place on the Tzin from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, so I mentioned everybody, and for sure he will arouse mercy that Hashem may be blessed, should help each one of you in all that you need. I'm hoping that you will be able to let me know good news. But the Rebbe says, in order to receive God's blessings, blessed be He, you must prepare the proper vehicle, the vessels, which means that your home should be a warm and illuminated lighthouse. Make sure that the mezuzah should be kosher. Before you light the candles every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, you should give into charity. And your children, you should instruct, they should put on tefillin every day besides Shabbos and Yontov. And if it is impossible to put on the tefillin in the morning, they should do it during the day until sun sets. And when they will do so, I am hopeful that the blessings will reach them. Please give over to Mrs. Such and Such, may she live, that I mentioned her also on the gravesite from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Merchomer, yeah, and that she should write to him directly, that he should be careful about her son, that she should write to her son that he should be careful to put on tefillin every day besides Shabbos and Yontif. Whenever he has a few free minutes throughout the day, in between the morning and at night, it could be only a few minutes to put on the tefillin, but he should throughout put on it every day. God, that Hashem will protect him, and he will come home healthy. And maybe the kid, she went to the army or something like that. And this was, I'm sending a message that you should give it over to your son. So here also, you see already at this point, the Rebbe was pushing very much to put on the tefillin, every day. And the Rebbe says that the protection will come through the tefillin in all of these cases. And as the Rebbe says, if you can't do it in the morning, just do it during the day. So at least make sure not to miss the day of tefillin. You know, somebody once came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him a blessing, so he was very happy. So he came back to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I want to pay you back, you know, what can I give you? What can I do for you? He thought Rebbe was going to ask him for a check, you know, and the Rebbe says, no, the Rebbe says, you know, you want to do something for me? Start putting on tefillin every day. He says, that's too much. The Rebbe says, okay, he says, so besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says.